Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are continuing in our study of Christian marriage relationships. Today I want to talk about establishing God's order in your marriage and family. We should start in the beginning, and we find in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, these words that encourage us in God's order. It says, "For this reason a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Another translation says, "A man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife." Now, the very first thing and most important thing in establishing God's order in your marriage and family is that you have to recognize that you must make a transition from being under the dependence or under the covering of your own father and mother, your own family home, and you must become independent from your parents, as that scripture says, and transfer that to becoming dependent upon God as a separate family unit. Now, I have observed, having been a pastor's wife for many years, we had a young marrieds ministry for years, that one struggle that many young couples never seemed to get victory over was the fact that God's word said that they were to leave and cleave. They were to leave their parents' home and become an established family unit of their own under the covering of God, dependent upon the Lord, and begin to mature and grow together as a married couple and raise their children. Many young couples we observed struggled with this issue of leaving and cleaving, and one or both sets of parents would perhaps put heavy demands on the young couple's time and trying to still direct their lives. And perhaps they were not Christian parents, or even if they were, they were not very sensitive to the fact that the couple needed to establish their own independent family unit. And perhaps the parents were very bossy and tried to run their lives almost. And if the young couple was not wise and wanting to be very obedient to the word of the Lord, they would often do exactly as the parents said, and years would go by, and they still would be under the domination and direction of their own parents when they themselves had been married for several years. Now, you may have been married 20 or 25 years and still struggle with this issue. Understand that in order for your family, your marriage, your own children to seriously be in God's order, you have to make the break and leave the family home and become an independent family unit, cleaving to your wife, husbands, and wives, cleaving to your husbands. And your covering now, women, becomes your own husband, not your family, your mom and dad, your husband. And a lot of women struggle with that, but there's a lot of men that struggle with leaving the family home as well. Understand, for you to have a successful marriage relationship, that break has to come. It doesn't have to be ugly. You may have to sit down with the parents and say, "Look, we need to establish some boundaries because we're feeling very pressured by you." You may have to speak the truth in love, but you've got to make that break, or your life will go on with not being able to make independent decisions as a married couple without the influence of your parents. And this can be very negative. It can cause friction between the husband and wife. It can cause resentment to creep in on the wife's part or on the husband's part if the in-laws are very demanding and pressuring them. As a husband and wife, you need to unify and decide you're going to establish those boundaries and those borders in your own life so your marriage relationship can flourish and grow. God intended, it was God's design. It's right in the very first book of the Bible. Don't be disobedient to the word of the Lord, even when you have a lot of pressure from family members. It may be a little painful for the moment, but the long-term results and the long-term fruit that will come of being obedient to this word of God will be measurably beautiful and tremendous in your marriage, as opposed to continuing just to bow to what the demanding nature perhaps of one or more of the parents is. Understand it's God's order. Your marriage will never truly flourish if you do not establish your own unit as a family unit and seek God together as husband and wife and seek His counsel, not your parents' counsel, every time you have an issue, God's counsel and His word. This is very important. Otherwise, interference in your marital relationship will undoubtedly creep up as you face different trials in life. Now, the second important issue in establishing God's order in your marriage and family is the husband must take his position as priest of the home. He is to be an example of Christ to the family. And again, in our culture, this has been an area where many men have not taken up their place in the Lord to be the spiritual leader of the home. And we see in many churches where there are literally more women attending church than men because the women have a more spiritual desire, perhaps, than the husband. This was never intended to be that way by God. It was intended that the husband be the spiritual leader of the home, the example of Christ to his family. Men, God calls you to be that. Don't say, well, my wife is just more spiritual than me. No, God intended for you to be the spiritual leader, you to be the one that gets up on Sunday and takes the family to church, that encourages them to pray daily together, that gets up and reads the Bible to the children. Don't leave those tasks to your wife. You are not taking your position as God intended. Become that spiritual leader by walking out these desires of God in your life. God wants you to be that leader. Well, even if you don't feel qualified, maybe you feel like your wife is more spiritual than you, God will bless you for being obedient to His word. God wants you to be the priest of your home and the example of Christ to your family. One thing that my husband and I did when our son was very, very young, in fact, even when our son was in the womb, and my husband would do this night after night, and it was a beautiful example, and to this day stands out in my own son's mind and memory as well as our own, is my husband would take the Bible and night after night read a chapter at least of the Bible every single night to our son. This was something we did together all his growing up years, and the results have been tremendous. He loves God's word. He loves to worship God. He loves to write songs about the Lord. He loves to read his Bible. He reads his own Bible every day by himself now. He's a college student. But God intends for you, husband, to be the one that leads by example. Let that be the imprint in the memory of your child. My dad always got the Bible out and read to me night after night after night, no matter how tired he was, no matter how late it got. That's one thing that never got by us. My dad always read the Word of God. Husbands, fathers, that's a great and precious responsibility from the Lord to be the priest of the home. This will establish God's order in your marriage and family, and it will bring an atmosphere where the maturity and growth in God will be able to happen with your wife and with your children and with yourself as you pursue God's way of doing things in the family setting. God intends for the husband also to be that leader and protector and provider we see in Ephesians chapter 5. That was God's order. Again, we live in a day when there are many single-parent families. There's a lot of single mothers where there's no father in the home at all. This is a national tragedy in the United States. This was never God's heartbeat, never His intention. God wants men to be the leaders, protectors, and providers, to have the same heartbeat that God has for His children. And He is loving leader, loving protector, and loving provider. A third point that I want you to remember in establishing God's order in your marriage and your family is that it is important to order your home life to honor God. Order your home life, the atmosphere in your home, the environment in your home to honor God. First of all, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 through 24, the scripture talks about putting off old habits. God wants us as Christians to be ones that don't bring the habits of the world and of worldly living into a Christian home environment. We are to put off the old nature, the old ways. It says in verse 17 of Ephesians chapter 4, "So this I say and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart, and they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. But you did not learn Christ in this way." Let me say this to you. We live in a day when people have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity. God wants us to honor Him by establishing or ordering our home environment to honor God. God wants you and your home to be a lighthouse of the purity, the love, the holiness of God, without the worldly stain and the tinge of impurity that is everywhere you look in the world. God wants you to order your home life to honor God, and by doing this, you'll be establishing God's order in your marriage and your family. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. God's order in your marriage and family is the only way to live. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.